Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting third, the left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Roger Ripos. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth, the catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jim Nash. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Don Ward. Batting second, the second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting third, the first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Ward moves to third. Wood moves to second. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley who is chasing the ball. Munday reaches third base with a triple. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Munday scores. score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Roof. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Wood applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler strikes out. Two outs. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gosger moves to second. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Repose hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Repose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kaline moves to third. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Brown steals second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Monday strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 0 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Roof hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0 for 1 in the game. Nash hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Nash reaches second base with a double. Stanley throws the ball into Freehan, who tags Nash trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Green scores. Roof moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Mickey Lolick now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 2 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Gosger reaches second base with a double. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cater is walked intentionally. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Repose is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Monday is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wood strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Roof hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-3 in the game. Donaldson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Donaldson moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Donaldson scores. Gosger moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Repos strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Monday hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 0-for-2 in the game. Oyler hits a pop-up towards the mound. Nash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Roof hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to third. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham fires to first and has Roof trapped. There's the throw to Wood, who tags Roof for the out. One out. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nash strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 4 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Donaldson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wood strikes out. 1 out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kaline hits a pop-up towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Gosger is called out on strikes. 1 out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Repos hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monday for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 3 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Orlando McFarlane pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Wirt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Freehan trying to get to second. Repos throws the ball into Donaldson who tags Freehan for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.